Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Well, praise the Lord and good morning. It is so good to be with you again today on April the 24th of 2013. This is Apostle Diane Nutt, and you have tuned in to Dove Ministries of Love. And again, it's an honor and a privilege. I know I say this every single week because it truly is an honor and a privilege to be used by the Lord and to be that vessel, you know, that conduit that He can flow through, that He can love through, that He can speak through, comfort through, and just to be an extension of God's heart and His hand. Well, God is a good God, and in the midst of all that we are faced with today and all of the events that have happened here just recently, you know, there's a message in all of this, and probably the greatest or the strongest thing that is in my spirit is that we have got to get prepared. And we must stay prepared. And, you know, it's so easy to get tied up with the cares of the day, the things that happen to us, the things that we go through, that we struggle with. And, you know, we can just get so wrapped up in that, not realizing that we have a mission here in this earth. And that is to spread God's love, to tell people about God, and to bring people into the kingdom. And so I'm going to get into that in just a little bit, but I want to do this as I always do, and that is if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on any Sunday or Wednesday evening at 7, Sunday morning at 10, and then on the first Sunday of every month at 6 o'clock in the evening, we have a prophetic healing gathering. And I just want to invite you to come and to worship with us. God is moving, and we are always so blessed at Church of His Glory. And, you know, just to be in the presence of God, to be sitting in His presence and for His glory to come as He does, and as He comes in His glory, it's just such a refreshing time always. I walk away from every service that we have or every gathering that we have. I walk away amazed at God and in awe of His presence. And, you know, in His presence, there is fullness of joy. In His presence, you just forget everything else. And just as the song that we sing that Israel Houghton wrote, and your presence is heaven to me. And, you know, every time we encounter His presence, there's a little bit of heaven that is being made manifest in the place where you and I are. And so go to the website, www.churchofhisglory.org, and also you can go to my website, other ministry website, which is www.dovemen.rc or www.dove-ministries.com. And it's always an honor and privilege to have you to come. And I thank God for the honor and privilege of being able to have Church of His Glory and to have people to come in and to be touched by His glory. You know, the glory of God, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. But when the glory of God shows up, miracles start happening, and people encounter God Himself. And that is one of probably the most important things in my heart, one of the, it's high up on the priority list, and that is that people always come into that presence. They come into that understanding. They have that encounter with God Almighty. And because in the end, you know, when we're standing there on that day, it's just going to be us and Him and, you know, us individually. And all of the things that we've done is really not going to matter. Of course, we're going to have to give an account for what we do and the words that we speak. But we're also, it's going to come down to, you know, did we know Him? Did we have that intimate relationship with Him? And, you know, when you develop that relationship and you pursue Him and you pursue that relationship with Him and you grow in it, it just gets better and better. Or as some would say, it just gets gooder and gooder. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you come against and what you go through. God is, He's there to help you, and He's there to see to it that you have a prosperous life, that you have a good life, and, you know, that you are able to just receive all of the benefits that are yours as a child of God. He has one benefit after another. And David cried out and said, you know, the Lord, He loads us daily with all of His benefits. And so I thank God for what He has been doing. And, you know, I keep reading little tidbits about the people that are stepping out, you know, to help all of these who have gone through the traumatic emotional experiences that they have with the bombing or with the explosion of the bombs and with the explosion in Texas. And our heart just really goes out to them, absolutely. And my heart is just, I wish there was more that I could do. But I want to encourage you to please pray for these precious people. Just pray for them and just keep lifting them up and speak healing. And we're going to pray here in just a minute. We're just going to pray for them because thank God that prayer works, and there's no distance in the spirit. There's no distance at all. It's just like when we step into that place in the spirit and we start praying for people, it's just like they are just right there in front of us, and we're speaking over them and praying over them. Well, then I go ahead and take one call. I don't normally do this at the very beginning of the program, because I do have a word to share with you from the Lord, and I know it's going to encourage you. It's going to cause you to pursue Him, because when it just gets right down to it, it's time to bring back the ark. It's time to really pursue Him and His presence, so that wherever we go, we are constantly ministering the presence of the Lord to others. And so let me go to this call here real quick. This is area code 316. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with? Well, I don't think we're connecting. Hello? Erica 316, you're on the air now. Well, I'm so sorry. The call, for some reason or another, is not going through. So I'll try again in just a minute. Well, okay, here we go. Let's see if it'll come through now. Area code 316, you're on the air now. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Here you are. I'm great. Who am I speaking with?
This is Stephen.
Stephen. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be wrong.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Don't want to be wrong, do we?
No, ma'am.
We don't. Yeah. Well, Stephen, do you have a praise report?
I would say that as far as, you know, really I was calling for general prayer. I didn't mean to, you know, impose as far as the, you know, what you're speaking of. I was just getting in line, but I was calling for a general prayer.
You're fine. Just general prayer, nothing specific. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, the Lord wants us to be specific, specific, and if there's not, that's fine. But there's always specific things that I have in my life that I want, you know, addressed or to be prayed about. But if it's just a general prayer, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Just trying to get you
I would say that, from the things that God has been speaking into my life, like I've been experiencing an internal change and transition, and it's a little different to me, I would say, because, you know, understandably, I hadn't been, you know, at this place or been to taken to this level, you know, consciously or spiritually before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would just generally I would say that I was asking for some understanding in this process that the word has been spoken on my life is taking me into.
Right. And so now I'm glad you said that because hopefully this is going to help you, but it'll help others as well that is listening in today, and that is, it's, you know, there's several people that, you know, you're not where you used to be, but you don't really have a full understanding of where you are, and
yes, ma'am.
Even where you're headed to, the steps, you know, that you are to take, you just know that something has changed on the inside. And when things change on the inside, they change on the outside. And so there's many that have stepped into this, as you call it, and many others are calling it, into this new place. And it's like, well, what do I do? You know, where do I go from here, and what do I do? I'm trying to think of how to say this. That is like the place where he wants us to be in pursuing him.
Yes,
and, you know, this morning, even in my worship, as I'm singing, I'm worshiping and just crying out to the Lord, and I'm singing, I will pursue you. I will pursue your presence. And so it's... I try to encourage people that it's always not so much what you are supposed to be doing, quote unquote, but it is becoming. And the more you become who you were born to be, the easier it is to do, you know, what you were called to do.
Yes,
and so when you get focused on the doing, you can get really depressed. and you get even frustrated, and you know, just and then you know, because you're focused, it gets sometimes it can get off a little bit. Because, you know, you feel like you're supposed to be doing something. Well, what do I do? What do I do? Well, you keep seeking him. You know, you keep seeking his face and you keep pursuing him. And, again, it's the more you become like him in pursuing him, the more you find it as – if you will, an easy thing to step into the things that he's called you to do, because your heart becomes so sensitive to where he's at, that you are in the right place at the right time to do, you know, what he's called you to do. So hopefully this has helped some, and this is kind of just in line with where I'm going to be ministering the word today. And so, so let me just pray for you, Stephen, and then I'm going to go ahead and share what the Lord's given me. The program's not going to go the full time today, and so I just want to let everyone know that that the program's going to be cut back, and next week it'll go back to the full 2 hours. But let me go ahead and pray for you, Stephen. Did that help you any?
Yes, certainly. I mean, that's a lot of the things that I pray for were some of the very words that were he was speaking to me just then. So it helped a lot.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, Father, I just went here.
Okay. One of the things in specifics was, you know, originally I was praying to be more sensitive to things of God. And I would say that you definitely just hit that on the head.
Praise God. What a blessing. What a blessing that is. I love the Holy Spirit and just how he speaks those things that people need to hear. And, you know, that was really my prayer before the program today. And even my son, he prayed and for me in the program and came into agreement, and it was just really awesome. And this is like right now what just happened is partly a manifestation of that. So praise God that. There's nothing like living in the kingdom of God. But I'm just going to pray. Father God, I just thank you right now for Stephen and his pursuit of you. And Father, thank you that his eyes are on you and he's continually crying out to you, Lord, to search him on the inside and to help him to become more and more sensitive to you and to your ways. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just as Paul prayed and came into agreement with the Spirit of God, and that is, Father, continue to open up the eyes of Stephen's understanding, Lord God, and illuminate his heart so that he will continually know the hope of his calling, which is in Christ. God, according to your word in Ephesians, I just speak the word of God over Stephen's life right now. And Father God, I thank you that every day as he pursues you, that he will know you more and more, that he'll know your ways. Father God, he'll know your love for him, and Father, who you have called him to be, created him to be, but Father, that it would just become such a ease for him stepping into the steps, Father God, that you have ordained for him. Father, you said that the steps of a good man have been ordered by God, of a righteous man, they've been ordered. And so, Father God, I just call for those steps that have been ordered for Stephen today to be manifested. And every day, Lord God, that he would step in those steps. And, Father God, I thank you that as he walks in those steps that you have ordered, that he will find himself on that incline, because he is moving upward. He is on that journey, moving upward and Father, he's building, becoming a part of building that highway of holiness that he can bring people onto. Father, thank you for showing Stephen your ways. And Father, thank you for just increasing his ability to hear you, to know your voice even greater and greater. And Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for all of the things that you have purposed in Stephen's life to come forth this week. I just come into agreement, Father God, that your kingdom is manifesting in his life and that your perfect will is being done in his life, Lord God. Father, thank you for Stephen and thank you for his heart towards you. And Lord, bless him above and beyond what he could imagine today, Lord God, or even think because of your power that is in him, drawing him and wooing him daily to you, Father God. And I just give you the glory and honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Stephen, keep pursuing the Lord and, you know, just know that in this new place, in this part, this new chapter, actually, it's a new chapter in your life that, just as I said a little bit earlier, it's going to get gooder and gooder or better and better. And truly, as you just seek in knowing him, And being aware of his presence, everything else just falls into place because when you develop that relationship with him and you you know, you come into understanding more and more of who he is, then he shows you who you are. And then that sensitivity, you know, of course, as you stay in the Word, because the Word of God is your life and spirit. And as you stay in that, he begins to, there's such a openness that comes in your spirit that, you know, one day you might be walking one direction and headed somewhere and he'll tell you turn this way. And then you may not totally understand why you're turning that way. But then when you step into those steps and come to that place that he is directing you to, his will, you know, will be manifested to you. And then in and through that, you'll begin to learn more and more his voice that's leading you and guiding you on a daily basis. Amen?
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Well, be blessed, my brother. And thank you for calling in, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Yes,
have a blessed day, Stephen.
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Praise God. Well, hopefully there are many of you listening today, or whenever you're listening to the program, that ministered to you as well. And so praise God. God is so good, and you know, I'm excited because normally I don't take a caller this early in the program because it's like when one person calls, everybody starts calling in, and it's so important to me, and I know because this is important in the heart of the Father, but it's important for you to hear the Word. Because the Word of God, once again, it's your life and your spirit. And you have to renew your mind. And as you renew your mind, then you change your perspective. You change the way you think, and you even change the way you do things. And this is the key to walking in a new place. It's like a lot of people are, well, you know, why are things not changing yet? Why are things different? Well, until you change your mind, most of the time, if you don't change your mind and you renew your mind, then you're not going to see many changes in your life. Because if your mind isn't changed, then your perception does not change. If your perception doesn't change, then you're not able to see by the eyes of the Spirit what God has for you. And if you can't see, then if you're not able to see, then you're not able to receive. You receive what you're able to see. And, you know, praise God last week for the program and just a little bit of Word of God, but just the encouragement that came to many of you. And as Damon Stewart, my brother, as he and I just flowed in the Spirit together and prayed for you and prophesied to you, if I can remember correctly, a lot of the words that were coming forth came down to being able to see what God has for you. But if your thinking is thinking, come on somebody, if your thinking is thinking, well then, what do you do about that? You know, if your thinking isn't in alignment with the Word of God, then you have to change it. And so a lot of times when you get to that place of not being able to see any changes in your life, then you know, okay, I've got to renew my mind. And that's in the book of Romans. You know, I've got to renew my mind. I've got to make a shift here and make a change here. And so I've got to start thinking differently. It's so easy to get into a negative thought pattern. And especially when you have several things you're dealing with or, you know, several things that you're going through. And sometimes, you know, that some of you might be too young, but there was an old commercial, Morton Salt, it's like when it rains, it pours. And sometimes it's pouring so hard, it's hard to even see the way. It's hard to even to be able to see anything, you know, that is positive, if you will. And so praise God for his word, again, that is his very life and spirit. And so I want to encourage you today to not limit God. And so we're just going to dive in here to the Word. I'm going to go ahead and take one other caller right quick, simply because, again, the program is not going to be a two-hour program today. But let me take this call, area code 904. And the first number is 4. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with? Hello. Hi. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Anna.
Lana?
Anna.
A-N-N-A. Oh, Anna. Okay, Anna. I'm sorry. It's a little bit. I've got a little bit of noise in the background. Just static. But it's getting a little bit better. And Anna, are you calling from Florida?
Yes, Jacksonville.
Oh, praise God. I have, that's where my sister lives, in Jacksonville, Florida. So I always, there's the 904, but there's 903 is here in Texas. And so sometimes I get them a little messed up. Well, how are you, Anna? And what can I pray with you about today?
I'm doing excellent. I was calling back for a few things. One, a praise report. You prayed for me a while back for clarity and calmness and peace in my mind, which I have received. And I'm
praise
very
God.
Grateful for that. I've taken steps to the things that were hindered at the time. And I just want to thank you for that. And I'm calling for prayer to continue on this path that I'm on.
Okay, and so are you, so you're, so that peace has come, and you know that you're in the will of God now, is that correct?
Yes.
And so a lot of times when we get in that place of peace, and that clarity comes and we know we're walking in the steps that we're to be walking in, sometimes we don't see as quickly as what we want to see, you know, the will of God coming to pass. And then sometimes it's just like a outpouring of the Spirit, and we're so in awe. And so, you know, when God begins to move in your life and he opens that place up to you where you know you're in that new place and you've seen those changes, it's a, you know, you just have to keep doing what you know is right and to keep walking as long as you're taking steps, Anna. You know, I tell everybody, sometimes you do stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But you still have to take, you know, keep taking those steps. And so I just want to encourage you with that before I pray, and just encourage you to keep taking that step, and just know that sometimes the cross gets a little heavy. You know, he said take up your cross, and everybody has their own cross that they have to carry. And sometimes we see others in this place where it's like, you know, wow, do they even have to, are they carrying a cross? Because sometimes we look at others and it seems like they're just walking right into everything so easily. But I promise you, everybody's got their cross that they have to carry, and we all have to choose to, you know, to deny ourselves. And so that's how you keep on walking in this direction, you know, that he's taking you, is to keep denying yourself and keep taking up your cross and just, you know, keep following him. And so hopefully that encourages you a little bit. And so,
yes, ma'am.
Praise God. So let me go ahead and pray for you. Father God, I just thank you for Anna. Father, thank you that you are answering the cry of her heart, the prayers, Lord God, that she has offered up to you. And Lord God, even what you had me to pray and to speak over her, Father, thank you for just bringing your word to pass. And Father, I thank you that we're living in a season and a time where, Lord God, you are performing your word. You said to speak it, will I not perform it? And so, Father, I just pray for Anna, Lord God, that you just continue, Lord God, as she pursues you, just to give her that strength to keep walking on the pathway that, Father, that pathway that you have ordained for her. And Lord, I just thank you for just opening her eyes up, Lord God, to just see that you are the God that you say that you are, that you are the great I am. Father, I thank you for just giving her, Lord, give Anna just a new place of strength in her life, spiritual strength and physical strength. Lord God, even when the enemy comes to try to detour her or to delay her or to get her focused off of you by the distractions that come in our lives, Lord God, I just thank you for just giving her that strength to continue on. And Lord God, you said in your word to seek the Lord and his strength and to seek his face continually. And so, Father, I pray that you would help Anna by your Holy Spirit to just keep seeking you and your strength and your faith just continually. And Lord God, I thank you for revealing your covenant to Anna. And Father, I praise you for that. Lord, thank you that you will show her in the days to come. I just thank you for that. And that's what I hear the Lord saying, Anna, is that he's going to keep revealing his covenant, but new things of his covenant that are going to manifest, because the Bible tells us to be mindful always of his covenant and the word that he has commanded to every generation, you know, after you. And so he's going to reveal his covenant to you, and you're going to be drawn in to a deeper place of commitment, you know, to him and committing your ways to him in this journey. And in and through that, you will be strengthened. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, praise God. So just know that he's a covenant-keeping God, and he's going to reveal some things, some different facets and aspects of his covenant to you. And that is going to give you a new strength in your journey. Amen?
Amen. I receive it. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And keep tuning in and listening, but call back and give us a praise report.
Yes, ma'am.
And praise God for what he has done. I give him all the glory and honor for what he's doing in your life. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Love you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, praise God for what he has done. Let me go to another one. This is one of my daughters here on the line. My daughter is in the spirit, Tanisha. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How did you know it was me?
I wonder. No, I think I know your number now. So what's up, my dear? What can I pray for you about or be in agreement?
Well, first of all, I have a praise report.
Praise God.
We prayed. You prayed. We came in agreement for my mom a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you remember.
I don't remember the specifics of it.
Yeah. Well, we prayed for her, and also when I came out for the prophetic and healing gathering, you prayed, and we came against the fear and intimidation that I have been dealing with. And the testimony is that I was able to talk to my mom. I hadn't been able to talk to her because there was a separation of God that the Lord did. But I was able to talk to her, and she was able to say, to apologize to me. And tell me that the spirit of fear and intimidation had been exposed to me through her, and that she was sorry. And we were able to pray. We were able to pray and come into agreement and understanding, and then we were able to pray for other people, and God moved.
Wow!
Amazing!
Wow!
Amazing, and it just brought back what the Lord is saying about us coming together in unity as the body. When we put aside our differences and we come on one accord with one purpose in mind, and we understand that it's about the love of God and his purpose and his plans, then we can do damage to the enemy's kingdom.
Right.
That was it was like two testimonies in one, because you pray for me separately and also my mom. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing God move in an amazing way. What I wanted prayer about is I have some decisions that I need to make, and I had somebody to tell me that I should call and ask for prayer last week, and I was like, no, I don't want to depend on Apostle Diane to hear from God for me. You know, I want to be able to hear from God for myself. But I know that some things that I do need prayer so that I can get clarity about. Mm-hmm. And today, you know, I've been having a difficult time making decisions concerning this move because mm-hmm. I don't know what God wants me to do, and I don't want to do anything in my own self, and it's not right. His will.
Right. Amen. Well, that's true.
So I'm having I'm kind of struggling with knowing what He wants from me, which direction He wants to lead me in.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, let me just pray for you. And you know, the Bible says that that there are many in the there are in fact multitudes in the valley of decision. And and so, first of all, just know that you're not alone in trying to decipher, you know, between the soul and the spirit and what is of God and what is the step, you know, that He is telling you to take. And so, and just know, too, that if I ever have just an inkling from the Lord, there's any kind of dependence upon me, I will certainly, you know, I will certainly say that, but, and, you know, okay. and tell you that. But I know what you're saying. It's like you don't want to become dependent, and it's not.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to make the choice. You know, if the choice comes down to what you believe you're hearing in your heart. And, you know, I've counseled people for years and years and years, and very seldom do I ever tell someone what to do in the respect
yes,
of the decision, because because then I can step into that place of leading you and not Christ. You know,
yes,
even if
and that's what I'm – That's and I'm sorry if I said it the wrong way, but I used to be dependent on hearing. I used to be so dependent on man telling me what God is saying that I wasn't able to hear for myself, and it caused me a lot of difficulty being led astray in many ways.
Because it was witchcraft operating. In a lot of folks, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't have a whole lot
perfect.
Of time.
That's
on the program today. But this is important, and I know that other people are, you know, that they're learning from this too, and everyone needs to know that. When God puts someone in your life, you know, a prophet, and He brings that relationship, there's nothing wrong with talking about things and getting that prayer of agreement, because God moves. And you've testified so many times, and I love the energy that I receive from the Lord to keep on doing what I'm doing. And it's because you're doing what, you know, you should be doing, what you're supposed to be doing, and God is, there's just power in the prayer of agreement. But in days past, not just like for what you were sharing, but many that are listening, it's, you know, the church is changing. The Lord said that the face of the church was changing, and there's been a lot of control and manipulation.
Yeah.
And there has been a unfortunately, a remnant of people want people to be dependent upon them. Because it is something in that person that they need to be set free from. And and so, therefore, you know, there's been a lot of witchcraft and a lot of control. And and so the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, you know, there's a lot of times there's things that I know in as far as direction in a person's life, and you know, sometimes I do hear very clearly where a person, the next step they're supposed to take or what they're supposed to do, but most of the time it's not for me to say. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's for me to be there, and when that person comes with, you know, they believe they've heard because there's safety in the multitude of counselors. And, you know, that's the word of God. And so there's safety and there's wisdom. And so then I can be that, if you will, it's like that one that, that, you know, you're saying, well, this is what I believe the Lord is telling me, you know, and is saying to me. And then the Lord will establish, you know, there will be, if you will, like a confirmation.
Yeah.
And so that's where, like I said, a lot of leaders have messed up, and so they have people dependent upon them. And that's really idolatry in its sin.
Yeah.
And so, again, you know, this is very important, and I'm elaborating on it because, first of all, the Holy Spirit's directing me to do that.
Yes.
But people need to hear this. Now, in the New Testament, the Word of God says in John, in 1 John or 2 John or 3 John, I don't know which one of them, is not in the book of St. John, it's in 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, but the Word of God says that the Holy Spirit, that He will teach us all things and show us all things. And so that, you know, when I was speaking to Anna, it's like, in speaking to Anna, sometimes, you know, we've got to, now I'm losing my train of thought. And when I was speaking to Anna, it's, we've just got to keep staying on that pathway and to know that if we keep pursuing Him and seeking Him and, coming into that relationship with Him, it's, you know, when you hang out with someone, you kind of really begin to learn their ways and kind of start doing things the same way. You may even use the same lingo, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it keep developing that relationship with the Lord, then when having to make the decisions that you need to make, it's just that you know it's hard. You know it's hard, and you may not fully understand in your mind sometimes even why you're taking the step that you're taking, but yet you have that peace. And because you know Him, you know, and you've been hanging out with Him, it's just an automatic, natural thing for you to take that step. So the Bible says that there's multitudes in the valley of decision. But you trust the peace of God that's in your heart, Kenesha, and even hearing and knowing, sometimes it doesn't even make sense the direction that you may hear, you know, in the step that you need to take. But nevertheless, the peace of God is there, you know, just that peace is there, and you know, so you go on and take that step, and so. Hopefully this is ministering to several that are listening, and, you know, it just really comes, this is just, the things that every person has called in with today is, they're all things that are the words that I'm fixing to share, and it's going to be real quickly, but the word that I'm going to share, it's like, y'all are asking the questions and asking for the prayer. But the word is going to help you to see. It's a manifestation of the word that I'm going to share. So the word's already manifesting before I've even spoken it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So that's just what God does, because he's drawn those. I always pray for those who God has, you know, he's drawn by his Spirit. And
thank you, Lord.
As my son prayed in agreement with me today, my sweet son prayed in agreement that, you know, that all of those who did call in, that the right words would be spoken, and that the words of wisdom would flow out of me, but that each and every person would take that word that they hear and, you know, apply it to their life and honor the word of God in their life to see the will of God manifested.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
So, Father God, I lift your daughter up to you right now.
Thank you.
And Father God, thank you for just the relationship that Kanisha has with you. Father, thank you that you just keep ministering to her and that, Father, she keeps pursuing you and she keeps running after you, Father God, to know you and to know your ways. And Father, thank you for the sacrifices that your daughter makes, Lord God, just the things that she gives up to you is daily she presents her body to you as a living sacrifice that is continually being made holy and acceptable to you, Lord God, for your reasonable services. Now, Father, I just pray right now just that the blood of Jesus just wash her mind of any debris that is standing in the way, Lord God, any debris that is cluttering up that place, Lord God, of where you are calling her to, but that place of peace, Lord God, in her mind that this is the way. Because, Father, you say to us, this is the way. Walk ye in it and do not look to the right or left. And so, Father, I thank you that Kanisha has ears to hear you, that, Father, she has eyes to see, Lord God, in the spirit. And Father, to know that this is how you're directing her. And so, Father, I just pray for the decision that she needs to make, Lord God, concerning this move, Lord God. Let it be with, Father, just let it be with an ease, Lord God. Let it be with just such a knowing, Lord God, that this is the way, Lord God. And I just thank you that the blood of Jesus is washing her mind, washing the debris away so that clarity can come forth. God, I thank you once again that, Kanisha, she knows your voice. Lord God, thank you for just the breakthrough. Lord God, we just say hallelujah. Lord God, because of what you've done, the breakthrough that took place with Kanisha, with the fear, but then the breakthrough that came in her relationship with her mother. Lord God, thank you for what you did in both of their lives. And Father, because of that, and because we can say hallelujah, thank you, God, for what you've done, we can praise you today and say, praise God, Hosanna in the highest.
Hallelujah.
So as we call you Hosanna, we know that you are the God that is moving today and that you are moving on Kanisha's behalf and that in this place of being in the valley of decision, Lord God, that she will know that she knows that this is the way, that this is the direction that you have called her. And so, Father, I thank you again for the peace, that peace in her mind and her heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to say that some deliverance just took place as you begin to speak concerning the manipulation and control that some have experienced in the body of Christ. Deliverance just took place. Because
praise
that
God.
Tool was a fear, and I just felt it lift. I just felt
hallelujah.
It lift. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, God is so good.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. And I just decree and declare deliverance to everyone who is listening today who has been controlled or manipulated by that witchcraft, by idolatry. And I just speak freedom that you are free from that bondage right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And you are no longer in bondage to that, but you are bound to the will of God. And where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Liberty from everything that would hold you back, but liberty to worship Him and to serve Him and to live a righteous life, to walk in the Spirit and to live in the Spirit. So, Father, I thank you for those who are getting free, even now, just as your daughter did. And we just give you all the glory and honor for it. And we glory, as David said, we glory in your holy name. And, Father, I thank you that Tamisha's heart, he said, the best the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. So, Father, I thank you that she will rejoice even now in knowing that the deliverer has come. And that, Lord God, the decision will be known and that the way has already been made. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Diane. Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome. And I
thank
love
you for your boldness.
Thank
you for being bold. And thank you for not caring about so much fame, but for caring about the will of God. Thank you so much for being faithful to God, because it really makes the difference. It really makes the difference. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and thank you for saying that. And it's about His fame. It's about His name and His glory. And that's what I want, always, always, always.
It's so rare. It's so rare. So I just thank God for you.
Thank you so much. I love you dearly.
Love you.
Well, I'll be waiting to hear you again. Hear from you again. Okay, sweetheart. Have a blessed rest of the week.
You too.
It's going to get better. Okay, honey. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Oh, my heart is so blessed and just so touched today, and now this silly thing is not wanting to take you off the air, Kenesha, so you might have to put the mute on your phone and just hang with me, or just hang on it, because it's not wanting to hang you up. A while ago, I couldn't get the first caller on the line. I put it where Stephen could come online, and he couldn't, and now I'm trying to get this, get Kenesha, hang her up, and it's not letting me do it. So this thing has a mind of its own. But I'm just going to continue on here and praise God for what He is doing, and praise God for the breakthrough in Kenesha's life. And I know that there are some of you listening today, or maybe in the future when you're listening to this, and you have that same testimony too, that the word of the Lord has come to pass, that God is moving, and He is bringing about that breakthrough that you have been in agreement and that you have been trusting Him for. And I'm just going to read five scriptures to you, and it's out of the book of First Chronicles. And you know, everyone that I've prayed for today, and just the things that I've shared, it comes back to this place to where the Lord keeps quickening me by His Holy Spirit that it's time to pursue His presence, to really pursue His presence, and to bring back the ark. And you're going to understand that more as I read this scriptures that I'm fixing to read. It says, so David, in verse 25 of 1 Chronicles chapter 15, it says, so David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obadiah with joy. And it came to pass, someone needs to just say, and it came to pass, that when God helped the Levites that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. Very significant, the number 7 representing completion. It says, and David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bear the ark, and the singers, and the Shenaah, the master of the song with the singers, and David also had upon him an ephod of linen. I want to tell you today that you have on a robe in the spirit of that fine linen. God has clothed you, even though you have your breastplate of righteousness on and your helmet of salvation. Your loins are girded with the truth. You're shielded with the faith. And the sword is in your hand, and your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That is your spiritual armor. But then over that, there is a robe of fine linen. And it says, thus all of Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the cornet and with trumpets and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, here it is again, and it came to pass that as the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. And I'm going to stop right there. She despised him. Let me tell you today that not everyone is going to like the shout that comes out of your mouth. Not everyone is going to understand the noise that's coming out of you. Because I'm telling you, if you don't know my story, then you don't know why this glory is manifested in my life. And you don't know what the glory of God did and the miracle that came forth in the midst of the affliction that I was bound with. The bondage that I was bound with. I'm telling you, there is a manifestation of the Ark of the Covenant, of God's presence, that is going to radically change your life. Amen. You know, and if you read the whole chapter of 15 in First Chronicles, there was in the beginning of it, In the beginning of the chapter, it says that none ought to carry the Ark of God but the Levites, for them have the Lord chosen to carry the Ark of God and to minister unto him forever. And David gathered all of Israel together to Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Covenant unto his place, which he had prepared for it. There must be a place of preparation, but also it's a spiritual preparation, and you have to prepare yourself and spiritually. And as you prepare yourself, then no matter what battles you go through, as it said, there's going to come a time when it is going to come to pass that the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord is going to be so strong that an offering will come up out of you. And that offering, remember I said it was really important and it was key that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. That means that there was a completion that had taken place. And so when you understand the covenant of God, that he is the covenant of God, that he is a covenant-keeping God, that he's not going to break covenant with you, but you put your trust in him and you do as he has called you to do. You respond to him and you receive from him and you come through that breakthrough. You know, you have that breakthrough. You know, there were testimonies today of breakthroughs that had come. Anna, with the clarity of mind and the peace of mind to continue her journey, and you know, Stephen is, he keeps walking down and the walking in the direction that God has called him. And Kenesha, I mean, just the breakthrough that God has. Well, see, there is a completion. When you have a breakthrough, there's a completion. So what do you do? What do you do? Because there's more of an awareness now of the presence of God than what there was before. And so what is interesting in this passage that, again, it says that it came to pass that as the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, she was upset. And sometimes people may get upset because of the freedom that they see you walking in, or the liberty of the spirit, or the dance. You know, they find it, well, you know, why are you dancing like that? You don't need to be dancing like that. You really shouldn't be shouting like that. You know, she despised David in her heart. She totally despised him and didn't want to see him dancing. And but there's something about when that breakthrough comes, you have a dance and you have a shout in you, and something just starts to go off inside of you. And so I want to encourage you today, you know, that every church, which it really is you, every tabernacle and temple, and that's you, no matter how great or small you feel you are in the kingdom, we all need the power of the Holy Spirit and the glory of God today. And so have your eyes, have they seen the vision? Have they seen the vision that the Lord has for you? Have your ears, have they heard the sound of the shouting? The presence of God is coming, and the presence of God is going to be made so manifest to you. You know, there is a revival, and really that revival that we've been crying out for. You know, the coming of the ark in David's time, it really stood for that revival that was about to take place, the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, the real vision and the understanding of the significance of his the return of the ark, the presence of God in your life, is that as the church of Jesus Christ is, you know, we're waking up, there is an awakening. And through the tragedies that have happened in this last week and a half, and all of the many areas of darkness that are being exposed and that we've seen, you know, Jesus, he is waking us up to that, to the need that is there. And we're going to rise up, and we're going to keep going forth, but we're going to bring back the ark, the Shekinah glory and presence of God's Holy Spirit to the church. You know, when I think about different leaders that once spoke of the Holy Spirit and had a move of God in their places of fellowship, And now that doesn't happen. It's not happening anymore for fear of someone might leave the church, for fear of, well, this happened and, you know, this showed up and this was demonic and et cetera, et cetera. You know what? I'm kind of afraid if demons aren't manifesting, you know, because the presence of God, the power of God in your life will cause deliverance, just like what Kenesha, she said, as I was speaking and praying, and praise God, a deliverance came. She felt something lift off of her. That's the presence of God. That's the manifestation of this word that I'm sharing with you today. You know, when King David, when he ascended the throne, well, the Ark of the Covenant was missing. And in the tabernacle, there was this vacant spot that nothing else could fill. And so that mighty presence of God's Holy Spirit and that Shekinah, you know, the Shekinah glory of God, it was absent. And nothing else could ever take its place. Doesn't matter what you try to put in to replace the presence of God in his Shekinah glory, the presence of his Holy Spirit, is not going to work. The glory had departed through the disobedience and the sin. And so, you know, when Saul, because you read about, you know, throughout the reign of Saul, it's, you know, that type of those who have lost the anointing, that's what Saul represented. It's like little or nothing had been said about the ark. And there was no effort that was made to have it again, you know, in its place after Saul stepped in and, you know, and reigned for that period of time that he did. And so, you know, maybe you walked in an anointing at one time and it's been lost. And you're like, what happened? I want to tell you today that you can get back the ark. You can get back the presence of God. You know, it's even doubtful whether Saul had even enough spirituality to even miss that loss. And so, you know, it's been that way, even for generations. You know, it's like, where is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit that rested upon the church in the apostolic day? And, you know, many of Saul, there are the Sauls out there who've lost the anointing and the vision of what it means to see God dwelling in power and demonstrating that demonstration of the Holy Spirit in the midst of his people. And so, you know, it's time for us to get back the ark, the covenant of the ark, the presence and the power of God. But you know what? There's many that have declared that it, you know, it cannot be like that anymore. You know, the Holy Spirit, there can't be the fullness of the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, because, you know, it scares people when certain things happen and manifestations come. But the truth is, praise the Lord, that David is, you know, he's coming to the throne with the real anointing, the zeal and the faith that God put in his heart. You know, that cry that is there, that the ark, the presence of God, it's got to be established in its rightful place, and that's in you and me. That's in us. We are the tabernacle of the Most High God. And so, you know, it's the latter rain and the former rain are coming together. You know, there used to be all-night prayer meetings in hundreds of churches. And you know, and sometimes it would continue on for days, and you just really don't hear about things like that, you know, anymore. And, you know, there's only a small percentage of people that will even come to corporate prayer meetings. And, you know, and they're ready to just get in there and to pray and to get out. Where are the people who really want the ark of his covenant, his presence and his glory to come back and to be manifested back in the church? if we will go out of the way, if we will press in and pursue him, pursue his presence, and if we'll go out of the way for God, you know, when I think about, and it just makes me want to break down, when I think about what he has done to go out of his way for me so that I am touched and changed by his glory, by his presence, seeing the manifestation of the fullness of the demonstration of his spirit in my life, supernaturally changing me, how he will lead me and guide me to a place that I didn't even realize was there until I pursued him, and what he does so that his benefits can be manifested to me, but just so that his glory is revealed in my life. It's like, come on, someone, we've got to pursue him. We've got to keep seeking him, and just know that we can, that we are the people, and that we can be a part of the remnant of the people, just like I read in Chronicles, that, you know, the David and the elders and the captains over thousands, they went to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obadiah, and with joy. Now, I know everybody, or not everybody, but a lot of you know the story in 1 Chronicles chapter 13, that the Ark of the Covenant, you know, remained with the family of Obadiah and in his house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obadiah and all that he had. And that's wonderful and great, and praise God and thank God for that. But you know what? I want the Ark of the Covenant in my home. And I want it manifested in my life, in my family, on behalf of my family. And you know, God is, again, he is a supernatural God, but he is looking for those who will pursue him, pursue his presence, pursue the Ark of the Covenant. And let's be those ones who is crying out to him. Let's be those who are seeking him in all of his glory, in all of his majesty, in all of his splendor. And let's be that remnant of people that are dancing, and we are shouting, and we are praising God, and like David did, and others are, and remember, others, they might despise you, but at some point in time, they're going to wonder, what is she so happy about? What is he so, you know, what is there to enjoy in this life? Why are they so, but you know what? They hadn't heard yet, but they're going to hear. But, you know, whatever it is that he brought you out of, and don't forget the offerings. The offerings is so important. It's, you know, when we praise him and when we honor him and when we give him the glory and honor that he deserves in that praise, it reveals a completion. It reveals, you know, look what the Lord has done. You know, I had to make a call this morning because my husband and I had been in agreement with something, you know, all this week. And, you know, well, and from actually last week, from actually a week and a half ago, and we need it for something really to manifest by today. And it was just really imperative that what we had need of, that it manifested. And, you know, I refused to believe anything else except that God was going to provide. And I had something on the side that I could have, you know, offered in its place. And, you know, and I didn't want to do that, but I was willing to do that. And but God provided this morning. I mean, I talked to my husband a little bit earlier today, and God brought through the provision that we needed. And therefore, what I was willing to offer in its place, it, you know, I didn't have to do that. And so that is just a work of God, of just His glory. That is His presence. It's, you know, the blessings of His presence and His glory in our midst. And that's what He wants for you. And that's what I pray for you. And so I'm about to end the program today. And I just want to praise God and give God all the glory and honor today. But I'm going to pray for you right now and for your families. And so you just come into agreement with me. Father God, I just lift up my listeners today or whenever they're listening to the program. And Father God, I thank you that you are making the way. And Lord God, we've seen the presence of God in other people's lives, just like Obadiah. For 3 months, he was blessed, and everything in his family was blessed because the Ark of the Covenant was in his home. And so everyone was blessed and touched by it, and his friends and his neighbors. And Lord, I just ask you today, Father, there was a moving of the Ark of the Covenant, but there were a people that came together that sought after you. And so, Father God, we seek after you for your presence to be in our homes and in our families. Lord God, I pray for every listener that the Ark of the Covenant would show up in their home today. And, Father, just like that almond branch that was put into the Ark that had, it was just a stick. But after it was in the Ark of the Covenant and they took off the top of the Ark and pulled out that stick, there were buds on it. Father, you took what was totally dead and had no life in it, nothing. It was just a stick, and it was this beautiful budded stick that had the buds of the almond tree. And so, Father, I just pray, Lord God, that as your presence comes into every home right now, Lord God, and as your presence is received, Lord God, that those things that were dead, that you would just breathe upon them. And because of your presence in your people's homes, Lord God, I thank you that life would come forth, that life would spring forth. And Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for those that you have called, Lord God, those that you are wooing and drawing even now, that the cry is in their heart that, yes, Lord, I will shout and I will dance and I will praise you because my deliverer has come. My healing has come. My finances has come. That restoration in my marriage has come. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, right now. I thank you for just moving by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, we want to keep on pursuing you. We want to keep on pursuing your presence. Because, Father, we know that everything that we have need of is in you and you alone. For you are our source. You are our source. So, Father, I thank you for supplying everyone's needs today. according to your riches in glory. But Father, I thank you, Lord God, that your glory is being revealed. Father, I thank you that promises are being released. Father, I thank you that prophecy is being fulfilled. Father, I thank you that prayers are being answered. And Father, I thank you that your Shekinah glory is being restored, even to those, Lord God, who thought they had were being left out, who thought they had lost everything. Father, I thank you that they're returning to you today with their whole heart. They're returning to you. And Father, I thank you for blessing them. And Father, thank you that these are the best days of our lives. Father, thank you so much for just blessing each and every person and for helping them to see and to know that you are the only one true living God and that there is none like you, that there is none beside you. You are sovereign Jehovah God. We give you glory and honor, and we just praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost, and I know that something good is happening to you and that something good is going to manifest on your behalf because you are hungry for him and you are pursuing him, and his Shekinah glory is going to show up. Watch and see. Praise God. Well, I love you with the love of the Lord. And I'm fixing to close out the program today. It's just an hour and a half today. And just know that you are loved, that you are valued, that you are appreciated, and that he loves you more than you could ever even imagine. Get ready for the greatest, just get ready for the greatest manifestation of God's glory. And don't forget to praise him regardless. Praise him in the midst of you coming through in that place of the decision that you're needing to make or in the midst of your transition. Keep on praising God. And because that praise, it just keeps you free. That praise, it just breaks the chains. It just breaks the fetters, and just know that you are victorious, and that if God is with you and for you, which he is, then who or what could be against you? So let God arise in your life today, and let your enemies, let his enemies be scattered. Well, this is Apostle Diane Nutt with Dove Ministries of Love, and thank you again for tuning in today, and I will be back with you again next week, which will be May the 1st, already May the 1st. Wow. Okay, go forth in God's glory and be bold, be courageous, because the Lord your God is with you. I love you, and I speak blessings over you in Jesus' name. Until next week, bye-bye.